My name is John Erling, and today's date is August 1st, 2022. So, Jim, would you state your full name, please?
James Allen Rogers.
And your date of birth?
September 1, 1951.
Making your present age?
70, soon to be 71.
Where are we recording this interview?
At my home here in Tulsa.
Where were you born?
Here in Tulsa.
Let's talk about your parents. Your mother's name, maiden name, where she came from, grew up.
Dina Louise Burnworth was her maiden name. She was born in Independence, Kansas in 1928. My father, Calvin Rogers, no middle name, was born in 1924, also, I believe, in Independence.
What kind of personality did your mother have?
My mother was a driven, loving, but pushed me to become the man and the professional that I became. She always wanted to be a nurse, and she always wanted to be a doctor. She went to 1 or 2 years of junior college, never went to a major university, never got a degree, was a beauty queen in high school, and met my father and got married.
So did she plant this medical thought in your head?
Well, there was no other medical people in my background, no other nurses or doctors on either side of the family. I think that they identified early that I could make good grades and I was focused on studying, and if you put a challenge in front of me, that I could handle it. And maybe that was some of it. I was also very good at math, but I couldn't. They never explained to me how I could make money with a math degree. And at least I have my appendix taken out at age 11 by Bob Perryman, the father of general surgery here in Tulsa. And I was so impressed with hurting terrible 1 second, and 2 hours later, the pain was gone. Kind of a godlike figure in my life, and that was maybe another turning point. But they just knew I could do whatever I wanted to do, and I did like the puzzle of medicine. Everything's a puzzle. When somebody comes in with a symptom, what is wrong with them? And working backwards from symptoms to the cause. And so I enjoyed, that probably also pushed me towards medicine. I didn't mind blood. I realized the power, the powerful feeling that making someone better would give me. And that is something that stays with me to this day. Respect for my patients, do no harm, and do your best.
Yeah. Then your father, what did he do in his personality?
My father was initially an insurance salesman, I think, when I was born, but then soon after I was born, started working at Rogers Galvanizing, R-O-G-E-R-S, west side of town, West 21st Street, and rose from being not a worker in the shop where they dip metal into a hot zinc and galvanize, seal it so that it does not rust. He rose up to become president in the 80s until he retired late in the 80s. He was a very religious man. He was very honest, very well respected, shy, not really gregarious. My mother was more that way, but they were a good couple and a good combination that, as a byproduct, made me who I became.
You obviously felt support from both of them.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Brothers or sisters?
I have a sister that is 4 years younger than me, Paula, who lives here in town, is married to a Tulsan. She got all the beauty and I got all the brains, and she would admit that if she was sitting here.
Rogers, you've been asked, is that a Will Rogers name?
We spell it differently, R-O-D-G-E-R-S. I think my first name was named after Jimmy Rogers, the yodeling Western singer.
Yes. Which one of your parents would have enjoyed that, I wonder?
I think we all loved music. My mom more than my dad, but we always were listening to albums. They weren't in the choir. I was in the choir a little bit in junior high at the church. But she did teach me an appreciation of music, but not talking about it. I mean, we'd play things, and I would hear wonderful things in songs, words, melodies, and I'd love to sing along. I think that was another seed that they planted that to this day makes me always have music around me in the operating room and in my car when I exercise.
You said you sang. Could you sing publicly?
I have stage fright. I can harmonize great. If somebody sings lead, I can go up or down above them. I can go still high. In seventh grade, Laven Soul was the concert choir instructor at Edison. And I was in that group, that class, for about 3 or 4 weeks until for some reason we changed my mind. I started French and took French for 6 years at Edison. But Mr. Soul hinted later on, you should have stayed with singing. My whole life would have changed probably if I continued singing, because I always envisioned myself as being a rock and roll star.
Oh, you said church. Were they church every Sunday? What church was it?
At least 2 or 3 times a month. It was Southminster Presbyterian Church that I grew up in and got married in 1973. When I left town in 72 for medical school and residency, and then 8 years in Muskogee practicing, when I came back, my parents were members of First Methodist, which was a great experience. All the ministers and Connie Icord and all the special people there was good. I wasn't religious about going to church every Sunday. In medicine and making rounds on Sunday, it was just somewhat of a problem for me. But I still have religious roots in my life and in my practice. My faith is strong, and it has helped me many times in many ways.
Was Bill Thomas pastor there when you were there?
Yes, he was.
Right. Yeah, he was a good man.
Very good man.